Carousel Radio presents
Bite Size. Richard Russell was born in Lewes in 1687. After he became a doctor, he encouraged people to use the seawater in Brighton to maintain good health. He encouraged patients to bathe in the sea and also drink the seawater. As his reputation grew, the number of visitors to Brighton increased, and in 1753, Russell built a house on the Steyne. He lived there alongside his patients. It was the largest house in Brighton at the time and had direct access to the beach.
On Brighton Beach, women used the beaches on the east side of town, while the men used beaches to the west. This ensured that the men and women could not see each other in bathing costumes or while swimming in the nude. As the popularity of sea bathing grew, a new profession developed with some of the town's fishermen and their families turning to bathing visitors for a living. Ladies were bathed by so-called dippers and gentlemen by bathers. To allow women to change privately into their bathing suits, the bathing machine or bathing wagon was invented. This description from 1771 gives you an idea of how these machines worked.
The bathing machines are ranged along the beach. Imagine to yourself a small, snug wooden chamber fixed upon a wheel carriage, having a door at each end. The bather, ascending into this apartment by wooden steps, juts himself in and begins to undress, while the attendant yokes a horse to the end next to the sea and draws the carriage forwards till the surface of the water is on a level with the floor of the dressing room. Then he moves and fixes the horse to the other end. The person within, being stripped, opens the door to the seaward, where he finds the guide ready and plunges headlong into the water.
Go.
By 1790, there were 20 dippers and bathers at Brighton, and they continued until the 1850s. Many of the patients were unable to swim, so dippers acted as lifeguards.
The most famous of the Brighton dippers was Martha Gunn, a large, sturdy woman, well respected by the townsfolk and a great favourite of the Prince of Wales, who granted her free access to his kitchens. She dipped from around 1750 until she retired in 1814.
Does this really work, Martha?
Of course it does, Len.
Martha died a year later, aged 89 years of age, and is buried at St. Nicholas Church in Brighton. Her portrait hangs in the tea room of her royal pavilion, and her house still stands at 36 East Street.
Dr. Richard Russell died on the 19th of December 1759. There's a painting of him in Brighton Museum. Dr. Russell's old house was replaced by the Royal Albion Hotel.